In Cairo today, several subway stations were hit with bomb blasts during the morning rush hour, injuring a handful of people. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the blasts, but they follow a wave of violence carried out by Islamist militants since the ouster of former President Mohamed Morsi last summer. Vowing a crackdown on terrorism, Egyptian security forces have killed hundreds of Muslim Brotherhood supporters and arrested thousands more. And over the weekend, an Egyptian court confirmed death sentences for 183 supporters, including the leader of the Islamist movement, Mohamed Badia. Joining us to talk about this latest sentencing is Ziad Abdel Tawab. He's deputy director of the Cairo Institute for Human Rights Studies, and he's here in Washington this week. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Melissa.
And you were in Cairo for this sentencing on Saturday. What can you tell us about the process and these more than 180 people whose death sentences were upheld?
Unfortunately, the Egyptian judiciary lately has been issuing several mass death sentences. So we're talking about a courtroom full of defendants and a judge sitting in the courtroom that doesn't listen to the defense of the defendants, but listen a little bit to what the prosecutor has to say and then issue hundreds of death sentences. The problem is that none of the defendants have had the right to actually defend themselves. Their lawyers were not given the right to do that. Basically, it sounded more like a politically motivated trial rather than a real legal trial that you would see in any civilized country.
We did see that nearly 500 defendants were, in fact, acquitted. And I read that their family members celebrated outside the court, chanting, "The army and the people are one hand. Long live justice, long live Sisi," referring to Egypt's new president, the former head of the armed forces. Were you disappointed in that reaction? Would you have expected those relatives to support their fellow defendants who were sentenced to death?
Some of the people who were actually in this trial, including some of the people who have been sentenced to death, has nothing to do with the Muslim Brotherhood. Mm-hmm. They were taken en masse and were sentenced en masse. So there are some of the defendants who were actually very disappointed because they have been cheering at Sisi since the beginning, but they were taken from the streets without due process. And as such, some of them were acquitted, and of course they would be happy to be acquitted. Everyone would be happy to escape it. That's true. However, the question is how many others between the hundreds who have been sentenced to death are actually innocent.
So you're saying the Sisi supporters were swept up along with the opponents?
Sisi supporters, non-Sisi supporters, people who are just normally walking in the street. It's literally a police state where if anyone would defy the police with a look, would get arrested.
We've just seen these mass death sentences. We just saw the harsh sentences handed down to the Al Jazeera journalists. We also just saw the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry pledging that the U.S. would restore $650 million in U.S. aid to Egypt's military. He seems to be convinced that President Sisi is committed to, as he put it, reevaluating human rights legislation and the judicial process. Do you share that same confidence? And what would you have the United States do?
The U.S. has been claiming all the time that providing Egypt with military assistance, including money to buy military equipment, but also helicopters, is necessary to guarantee national security. What the U.S. is getting wrong is that actually national security in Egypt is being undermined because of democratic practices in this country. We actually fear that ISIS will find a place.
ISIS, you're talking about ISIS. The Islamic State in Iraq and Syria.
That we actually fear that ISIS would breed more and more in such environment, because instead of having the youth being able to participate democratically in the political process in Egypt, you're pushing them to radicalization. You cannot express your opinion freely. You cannot run for elections. You cannot associate and you cannot assemble. And if you do that, we will sentence you to death or 15 years in prison, which is the same sentence that you get if you hold an arm and if you shoot at a police officer. So if you want change, just take the arm and shoot at the police officer. This is exactly what the U.S. right now is breeding by these assistance.
Mr. Abdel Tawab, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Melissa.
That's Ziad Abdel Tawab. He's deputy director of the Cairo Institute for Human Rights Studies.